I think, again, it goes back to the culture of the 60s, where you say what was liberating about the female psyche, as it were, what was good and whole about it. These things came to the fore, and you had this idea of the contrast in the Secret Garden between the house, which is closed up and contains the crying boy and the mystery and the self-conflicted self-conflicted father, and you've got the growing space of the garden, which is secure and full of life and thrusting growth. And outside you have the moor, and the moor, again, an inversion of the wild moors of Wuthering Heights or whatever. Moor is a lovely place. The moor is full of sunshine, and it's full of animals and flowers, and it's full of milk and honey, virtually, almost literally. And so what Burnett is doing is putting together these three elements. And if you think about the way in which the liberation of the 1960s thought, this is almost the exact parallel of the idea of growth and liberation through these basic elements of nature and the female. And since then, the book has really not looked back. And so now it would appear not only on classic lists, but also on children's classics lists, and also in the general books top areas. And so the films that have been made of it, I don't think have been very successful, but they haven't done any harm. And so you will find The Secret Garden in the simplified Lady Bird book form, and you'll find it in almost dolls dressing type games as well. So The Secret Garden is now embedded as a classic, which is totally accessible to the modern reader.